Al asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kiddies. It's time for a little Fish Talk. We call him the Doc here at Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Peiser, award-winning columnist with Outdoor Canada Magazine. That's who. He is also the fishing editor of that fine publication, Canada's national publication dealing with fishing, hunting, outdoor activities. In fact, the only one, not only the best one, the biggest, but it's the only. If you don't have one sent to your home now, change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you. Good morning, Doc.
Hiya, Ange. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing. I have to read, before we get into it, I just have to read a couple of these, because I tell people to message us, and then I don't read their stuff, and that's terrible. So let me just read a couple of the messages that are being posted up. Lionel in Frankfurt says that I had the pleasure to see James Neal play when his dad coached the team my son's played on in the CYO, the Catholic Hockey League, I'm sure, is what CYO stands for, at St. Gertrude. Yes, that would be Catholic CYO. At James Gertrude, St. Gertrude. So he watched James Neal play as a kid, and James's dad, Peter, was coaching the team that his sons played on, too. That's very cool. Also, as I said before, folks want to know why we're not on for 4 hours on the long weekend, and it's rock and roll time in Wahoo. Sean is on. Oh, that was a Sean fed. And I didn't win the fridge contest. That proves no one else from Ontario wins. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
And last one we'll read. And you should extend the show to 3 hours on Saturdays and Sunday. Usually I listen to you guys when I am fishing on the boat. Please pass the time. Help us pass the time when fishing. Fish aren't biting. There you go, Gordon. He wants us to help him pass the time when the fish aren't biting. That would be
counterproductive. Well, we can do that.
Yeah, sure. Why not? couple of quick things I wanted to mention for you. Look at you. You are Mr. Bowman has selected you as one of the five Canadian anglers that are a must follow.
I put that up. I put Pete's blog up. I don't know what I'm going to have to do now for payback.
Oh, crazy. So we had the Minister of Natural Resources on, the Honorable John Jakubowski earlier on, and he said that they were not going to tamper with fishing. They were going to let her go for the time being and see how it pans out. What's your opinion of that?
You know, I will defer to the experts, Ange. I have to say, in Ontario, I think they've been leading the country. I think I've spoken to our MPP here about a couple of issues, and he's been nothing but upfront, straightforward. You know what they've done with the health folks. That briefing they put on was absolute first class. So woe be me to try and second guess what the experts are telling them.
Okay. All right. How about the cottage thing?
That is really worrisome. And that's what I've been one of the things I've been dealing with. Actually, the mayor of Kenora and a number of folks met with the premier of Manitoba. And it was kind of like what Sean was talking to you before, you know, you were a small town, small city, 16,000 people. But we get 750,000 people through Kenora in a normal year. And during a pandemic, those aren't good numbers when you have three ICU beds.
Wow. Can you imagine if something happened? It'd be insane, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're saying to folks right now, stay home and we'll trust you to do it. And I guess the bottom line is if folks don't do it, then more stringent matters will have to be taken.
I don't know whether this is the appropriate time to talk about it. We have very little. We had about 3 minutes left here. You reached out to me recently to tell me about concerns that you have with the Kenora area, Lake of the Woods in general, regarding walleye fishing. And the message was well received for me. Tell folks what that message was.
Well, the walleye fishery's in tough shape, Ange. It's one of the biggest walleye lakes in the world. It's the second biggest lake in Ontario outside of the Great Lakes. And the walleye are in trouble. Deep trouble. And MNR's assessment netting is showing it's on the verge of a collapse. And really important action needs to be taken. The local office here is proposing some, I'm sure many folks would call it stringent measures, but you know, Ange, once you lose fish resources, it takes as long to come back as it did to knock them down, or longer. And I know the local office here is looking at two fish limits, nothing over 18 inches, no live bait, no culling from the live well. If you're going to keep a fish, it has to be killed. So, unfortunately, the pandemic obviously makes it hard to do a lot of other things. And so everything gets shuffled to the back burner.
Well, hopefully Minister Yakubuski is listening to that, and that's why I wanted you to kind of put it out there. Something we need to work on. That can be our next project for sure. We cannot let Lake of the Woods go, for sure.
No.
Gordy, thank you very much, my friend. Stay safe on this long Easter weekend. I know you're going to get out fishing, so I'm not even going to tell you that you are.
I am, Ange, and you have a great Easter as well.
Thank you, my friend. Gord Peiser, the Doc, Outdoor Canada Magazine. You can check him out at outdoorcanada.ca, or better yet, just Google Gord Peiser. You'll see him all over the place, including on fishingcanada.com. Don't forget to go there over the weekend. That's it, Stephen. We're out of here. Thank you.
See you next weekend.
On behalf of the entire team, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Sarah, everybody else who worked on this, I'm Angelo Vile. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.